Dahi Hand, Sligo hurling manager, you'd obviously be happy with that result.
Yeah, more so happy with the performance than anything else. We've been looking for the lads to kind of keep it consistently going for the 73 minutes or whatever it is usually, and not, you know, we always knew we came in at half time. Look, we were ahead, and I wouldn't say the scoring flattered us. So we had a very good first half, but the wind played a big factor in it. Second half, obviously, the wind was with them, and it played a big part in their kind of that purple patch they had for about the first 10 or 15 minutes. And we knew that was going to come. So kind of the pressure was going to be on the half back line really from Puckett or whatever else. So it was up to the likes of Gerard and Banksy and even Liam just to make sure that we held the game as it was and just not to panic. And in fairness to the lads, they did that. So it's target. We've talked about it. We've talked about targets all year. Target number three, and we said we wanted to win target number three. You know, we've Longford now in 2 weeks' time. Target number four, and then okay, obviously we're delighted it's a league final, but nothing's been won yet.
And in terms of the breeze, was it your call to go with the breeze in the first half?
Yeah. We just thought I was here on Friday after the pitch was cut and seen it was in great position or great nick and you know, so kind of looked at it and we thought if we get a decent score up on the board starting out in the first half that we'd you know, we could push on from there. You know, because you've seen yourself, we've the lads a serious pace going forward. You know, so yeah, we're lucky. It's a very youthful team. Now there's obviously a great mix down through the spine there, particularly from the likes of Liam and Keith and Ronan, who just give that bit of kind of maturity and experience. You know, when we need them for those purple patches against us, but the lads are, you know, they're training well, and it's paid off there today.
And Keith Raymond got a hat trick in the first half.
He did. I haven't even looked at the scores. I don't even know what the final score was, to be honest. You'd never be looking at the scores at all. Yeah, he was touch and go. He had got a calf injury about 10, 12 days ago, and I basically had a chat with him during the week too. Just and we thought we'd leave him out, and it turned out he came through a fitness test late one on Friday night. And you couldn't leave a player of that caliber really off. So unfortunately, one of the younger fellas, Armstrong, you know, he took a hit for the squad, for the team. But that's what we're talking about. We've talked about squad, and you saw today we brought five men off. We emptied the bench, and you know, they did the job when they came on. So we're still missing two or three lads to come back. Sorry, plus the Eastleigh lads who are to come back at some stage. Fingers crossed, and you know, we'll see how it pans out, but you take nothing for granted. It's, you know, we're very lucky today with the conditions. St Mary's and Nivone had the place in perfect nick for us, so it suited our game. You know, Carrick and Shannon a few weeks back with a, you know, it was a dog fight, but the conditions were atrocious really that day. You know, so I'm happy for them that they got their rhythm and they found the kind of the rhythm of the game for themselves today, which was important going forward, and that's what we're looking at now. You know.
And finally, Dahi, what's the approach then for the next game against Longford?
We go again. Do you know, no man's seen. We took our captain off again today, our talisman. You know, it's a squad game. I mean, if you look at the likes of Limerick now from last year, if anybody's clever, to learn from them. In terms of, you know, it's a 26-man game now, it is. And that's the mentality we've brought to this squad. Do you know, if you can bring a hat-trick score in an All-Ireland final off the bench when Kevin Gilmartin wasn't injured at all, we wanted to give the lads a shot. Niall Feely wasn't injured either. He played in Lorimar last year. We wanted to give other lads a go as well. So, do you know, why not? Do you know? And that's where we're at. And it's a really good place to be. But we take nothing for granted. Absolutely nothing for granted.